W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW1590AM Denmark, W250CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. Crews are starting damage assessments in the Deep South after a series of tornadoes that struck overnight. One twister hit north of New Orleans.
What we're doing right now is all the first responders, they gridded out, they did a grid of the village, and they're walking the streets with chainsaws to cut their way if they have to get to all of the streets to look for structures that are damaged, to see if we miss anybody that we didn't know. We're injured or anything.
Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish, north of New Orleans. So far, only minor injuries reported. Overseas, the number of dead just keeps rising in Turkey and Syria from the region's devastating earthquake. 19,000 people killed so far and counting. And a grim new heads up in Ukraine. Sources tell ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge, Russian forces will launch a major offensive in the next 10 days. That's as Ukraine's president pleads for more weapons at an EU summit in Brussels today. This is ABC News. One man now facing charges in some of the recent incidents at the Dallas Zoo. ABC's Jim Ryan has the story.
Enclosures cut open, a small leopard gets loose, and a vulture dies under suspicious circumstances. Police are holding a man named Davion Irvin. The affidavit for the arrest warrant says the 24-year-old has admitted to taking Bella and Finn, hiding them under his jacket and riding a train out to the suburbs. Irvin admits that he also cut open the leopard's cage, but couldn't catch her. The affidavit says no link has been found between Irvin and the death of the vulture. Irvin says he's an animal lover who would gladly do it all again.
After a bomb threat stopped testimony yesterday morning in the trial of South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch, it's back to work this morning. Murdoch is accused of killing his wife and son. More Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says 196,000 people put in claims. Those numbers are still historically low, but are 13,000 more from the week before. Faith Abube, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a snow day for dozens of school districts throughout southern Wisconsin. Lots of heavy snow mixed with windy conditions make for bad visibility for drivers. Several communities are declaring street clearing emergencies. Far southwest Wisconsin could get the worst of it by the time it's over. Grant County is under a winter storm warning. First responders rescued 11 people stranded on an ice floe in Door County earlier this week. Five adults and six kids were stuck on a large sheet of ice on Green Bay, just northwest of Sturgeon Bay. It happened Monday. The Coast Guard is urging people to be careful when going out on the ice, especially with fluctuating temperatures on the Great Lakes. In sports, the Badgers beat Penn State last night 79-74. The Bucks are at the Lakers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want the straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Hey, Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You can text us at that same number, and as promised, my next guest is none other than Mandela Barnes. Good morning, Mandela. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, it's good to hear yours. I'm happy to be back on the air, man.
Yeah,
happy New
man.
Year to you.
I know it's February now. Hey, man, how have things been going, man?
Hey, things have been going pretty good. You know, it's been a very interesting time for me, very interesting past few months, but certainly a period of growth. Got a lot of rest that I needed that I hadn't gotten over the last 2 years, and excited for what's next.
You know, people don't know, man. 2 years. Is that how long preparation and all those things running in a national campaign?
Absolutely. You know, it's more than just, you know, showing up and deciding you want to run one day, right? Like, it takes a lot of preparation. You know, we announced in July of 21 for an election that takes place that took place in November of 22. So that's a year and a half right there. But it wasn't just July where I decided I wanted to run and was able to put together some sort of campaign. You know, we had to make sure we had staff ready to go, had to make sure that, you know, we had a plan to go out there and get the job done. It was it's a whole lot that goes into it. But I tell you, I'm incredibly grateful for the experience, and I'm more grateful for the people I met along the way.
How old are you, man?
I am 36 years old now. I almost forgot.
I think there's something that should be said. You're 36. County Executive David Crowley is 36. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is 36. What the hell is it about 35-year-olds, 36-year-olds? Man, when I was 35 or 36, I was trying to find my way to the grocery store. Man, come on, man. That is, these are amazing, amazing accomplishments. And look, it's Black History Month, man. And when we talk about Black history, and those of us who've been around a while, this is amazing to many of us, that you young men and young ladies have just taken these amazing leaps that many of us would have never thought possible in our youth. So
yeah,
has,
I mean,
has the world changed that much, man?
The world has definitely changed. And I say, I mean, even you know, you mentioned men and ladies, the county board chair, Marcella Nichols, she's 34, so
right.
She's got us all beat. But I will say, the world is changing. And one thing I talk to young people about all the time, even back when I was a state rep, you know, we're talking 10 years ago, I would, you know, talk to students, whether they were middle school or high school, and like, y'all are the most connected generation, right? Like, every question you've ever had, you can answer with the press of, you can get the answer with the press of a button. You know, ease of communication to talk to people all the way around the globe, just as easy as you could talk to someone down the street from you. We didn't have that. And, you know, given these advances in technology, given, you know, ease of access, like, it is just a much different world. At this point, it's like, you know, you don't have to have lived 50 years to have had, you know, the experience of a 50-year-old. You know, if you think about years ago or decades ago, you know, a person can, you know, theoretically have the same knowledge at age 25 as a person who's 65, just given, you know, how much information is coming at us every single day, given how much access we have to anything we need.
It is an amazing, amazing time, Mandela, where right now, as you stated, man, the access, easy access or access to all of this information and all of this knowledge, and unfortunately, sometimes it's being wasted. But other times, if we can get people and young people to focus on what that means at this point in time, you know, people can do the spectacular things that you guys have done. And before we get into why you're on the air right now, man, it's Black History Month. I would be remiss if I didn't get your take on a little bit on why this month has, you know, some value.
Well, the month has a whole lot of value because contributions that, you know, Black people made over the course of history in this country have benefited the entire globe, have changed the course of the entire world. And it's an understanding that's, you know, not always appreciated, especially as you have, you know, we can look at the Florida, or right? People who want to erase Black
yes.
history, like
yes.
like
Ron DeSantis, right.
It's not even worth saying. The man is just trying to get some attention. It is not even worth saying his name. But you have people who are, you know, engaged in that sort of bad faith politics. And the reality is, it drives these wedges deeper and deeper and deeper, and it further divides communities. Now, we have a chance to, you know, totally rebuke that way of thinking by being more united than we've ever been before, by showing up, telling our stories, and having those stories truly reflect and provide an example of, you know, all of our commonalities. And this is it's a very interesting time. You know, Black history is a history that is not something that was, one, in the distant past, and two, something that's certainly not over.
Well, no, because again, you, Mayor Johnson, you know, County Executive Crowley, Marcella Nicholson, and in the business community, other young people of color, have been able to reach, you know, levels that were never before even thought about when we were young. And to reach those levels at such young ages bodes well for the future. One of the things, man, that you were able to do, and I was so proudest of you for, was that you were able to bridge the color line. You know, in many instances, you know, in my lifetime, and as a young man, that was not possible. And yet you had as many people, you know, who didn't look like you, supporting you almost than you did people who looked like you. What, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why that was possible, man.
Well, it's about showing up and talking about the things that matter. And, you know, the stories that I talked about, the stories that I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. And knowing that you have people, again, who want to create even more division, the reality is most people don't want to be divided, don't want to, you know, look at their neighbors as their enemy, don't want to look at other people that they run into, strangers, as enemies. Like, people want to be able to, you know, embrace those differences. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony, but too many people profit off of the division, whether it's profit financially, profit socially, profit politically, and they take advantage of the situations. And with that being the case, we saw an opportunity. I've always seen an opportunity, even my race for lieutenant governor, truly push the state in the right direction, to help nudge the state in the right direction, to be a part of us truly moving forward. And, you know, Wisconsin is one of those places that has typically done the right thing. I was actually just reading the paper yesterday about shipwrecks, and I was reading about this ship or a vessel called the Home. And Home is sitting at the bottom of Lake Michigan right now. But Home was used in the transport of, you know, fugitive slaves and as a part of the Underground Railroad. And, you know, there's never a record of that boat getting caught with fugitive slaves either. And that's just one part of our legacy. You go down to Milton, Wisconsin, where there's a leg of the Underground Railroad and the former Milton College campus. You have, you know, Joshua Glover's story, Ezekiel Gillespie's story. All these pieces are a part of Wisconsin's history. It's who made us who we are. And even people like, you know, a representative in Congress out of I want to say the Walworth County area, got John Potter. They called him John Bowie Knife Potter. This was a time where turmoil was at an all-time high in Congress. You know, it was bad. Now, if you watch the State of the Union, you know, you saw the people, you heard the people, saw the people trying to heckle the president. But, you know, back in the day, it was even worse, where conflict was basically the norm. They settled disputes with, you know, with a duel. You know, some people just didn't make it back to Congress because they were on the wrong side of the duel. Right. Well, there's a guy, he's a representative, and he was, you know, he was an abolitionist, and he was being antagonized by a Southern slave supporter, and he was challenged to a duel. He accepted the challenge, and he said that he was only going to accept the duel if they could use Bowie knives instead of guns. And, you know, ultimately, you know, the Southerner declined, and he won by default. And he became sort of a mini folk hero at his time because of, you know, he was one of the first people who actually stood up. You know, this is a time where, you know, the slaveholders were basically bullying abolitionists in Congress. And he was one of the first people that actually stood up. Now, ultimately, you know, resulted in the Civil War, you know, a short time later. But that's how, you know, valiantly, you know, our representatives, that's how the culture of this state, you know, was at one point. And too many people have done their damnedest to take us back, but it's our mission to make sure we live up to the legacy.
You know, Mandela, you and what you just talked about is the main reason why people who don't want history to be taught need to go sit in the corner and shut up, right? I mean, the value of what you just espoused is what children need to know and adults need to know, and especially those of us in the state who know nothing about the Underground Railroad coming through our state. We got to go to a break. Mandela, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mandela Barnes. We'll be right back.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. High of 35 this afternoon under overcast skies with snow likely becoming mixed precipitation. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, 21. Cloudy, 1 to 3 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes. And you know, man, after the election and you coming up short, just barely coming up short for a national win, many people wondered, and I'm one of them. I wonder what Mandela will do next. Has his taste for politics, has it changed? He's a young man, a lot of talent, understanding the inner workings of our government. Is he poisoned by it? Has he given up hope? And you've got an announcement you want to make about the answers to those things.
Well, I'm excited that just 2 days ago we announced the long run pack, and you mentioned coming up short, and a lot of things go into those sort of close races, a lot of thoughts, and you spend a lot of time, just 26,000 what ifs, right? You just
right.
always think about the one thing. But, too often you get younger candidates of color, just the non-typical, non-traditional candidates within the whole of the body politic who don't always get the fair shake. They don't get the fair shot that they deserve when they decide to run for office. And the long run pack, we want to be able to help out candidates. And this is it's a federal pack. So, we look to engage nationally in races all across the country. But we're looking for those change makers, those people who are going to fight for democracy, the people who are going to bring much needed voices to the table, much needed perspective to the dialogue that's often missing. And so often people just don't get it right because the right people aren't where they should be. And when you have people making decisions for communities, you stand to lose out every single time.
You know, Mandela, there are reasons why many people don't run for office is because in many instances, the offices are for sale. And it costs a lot of money to run for office, and people don't have access to resources. So it's not always that the best possible person for the position gets the job. It's sometimes as simple as the person who has the most money, more times than not, is going to wind up in that position. And so whether people want to accept it or not, money is a major part of it. Is that safe to say?
Money is the unfortunate part of it. I would prefer to not have to launch a PAC. We need to get big money out of politics. And until we fix this broken system, we got to do everything we can, not fight with one hand tied behind our backs, and give people the resource they need that are going to get in there and change the way things we do, the way business is done.
So what is the name of the PAC that you have created?
Yep, the PAC is called The Long Run. A little double entendre. I like to run a lot, and this is a PAC that is going to invest in long-term leadership, and we are investing in the long run. And there are a lot of similarities between running for office and actually getting out there and running the marathon. A lot of preparation, a lot of grueling, intense sessions that you think you might never make it out of. A lot of training, a lot of hard work that goes into it, but ultimately, it's the people that believe in you from the very start and the support system you have. And we want to be able to support people and candidates in their long run.
So help us understand, those of us who are not politically astute, this PAC will vet prospective candidates. Are they going to cultivate? I mean, what is the process?
Yeah, so people who are interested can go on the website, and if you go on the website, there is an area for potential candidates, people who are interested in running. And when they go on there, there will be a process that we'll go through. We'll review applications, we'll review candidates. There'll be a committee that'll make that decision. And I am, I'm just really excited about this idea.
So your role in the long run is what?
Well, I'm the founder of the PAC. I can tell you this is, I'm not taking a dime out of it. I'm not taking a salary from the PAC. This is, we have to have a staff to run it, to manage it.
Right.
However, I am just going to be there as the founder of the PAC.
So let me ask you then, Mandela, county board members, state representatives, state senate, all the way up to Congress and Senate. Are you going to, it doesn't matter on what level the race is.
We want to, it's going to be broad. So
Mandela, can you hang on one more second for me?
Yep.
Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Mandela Barnes is on the line, and he's the founder of The Long Run, a political pack.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. Crews are starting damage assessments in the Deep South after a series of tornadoes that struck overnight. One twister hit north of New Orleans.
What we're doing right now is all the first responders, they gridded out, they did a grid of the village, and they're walking the streets with chainsaws to cut their way, if they have to get to all of the streets to look for structures that are damaged, to see if we miss anybody that we didn't know were injured or anything.
Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish, north of New Orleans. So far, only minor injuries reported. Overseas, the number of dead just keeps rising in Turkey and Syria from the region's devastating earthquake. 19,000 people killed so far and counting. And a grim new heads up in Ukraine. Sources tell ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge, Russian forces will launch a major offensive in the next 10 days. That's as Ukraine's president pleads for more weapons at an EU summit in Brussels today. This is ABC News.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, "Hold my beer"? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
With the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court at stake, it's more important than ever to cast your ballot for Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
Judge Janet is a former Milwaukee County prosecutor and now circuit court judge who's been a lifelong advocate for victims of crime.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz believes in women's freedom to make our own decisions when it comes to abortion.
And she believes in protecting our communities.
And investing in public safety.
Judge Janet believes in fair elections and protecting our right to vote.
But the Trump-connected MAGA extremists running for Supreme Court want abortion banned in Wisconsin, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
And they could take away our voting rights.
The decisions the Wisconsin Supreme Court make affect us all.
And our future.
So if you want a fair, impartial justice that cares about us and protecting our rights,
protecting our freedoms,
and protecting our neighborhoods,
vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
JanetForJustice.com.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes. He is the founder of The Long Run, a new political pack that is going to be in focus and working towards helping different people run for different offices. You know, last thing, Mandela. So, the process is going to the website. The website again,
MandelaBarnes.com, and it'll direct you right there.
Go to MandelaBarnes.com.
Yep,
and that will direct you to the site. So,
yep.
when you hear, you know. too much money in politics, and people will say, "Well, wait a minute, you know, you've got a PAC," and people talk about, you know, the Republicans and PACs, but yet Democrats do the exact same thing. You say what to that?
Well, that's the whole thing. This is not a super PAC, so we are still limited to campaign finance contribution limits. And as I mentioned before, the reality is, you know, my commitment is getting big money out of politics, but we don't get big money out of politics unless we win. We don't get big money out of politics unless we elect people who are ready to make that happen. And if people continue to have a disadvantage, you know, our campaign, we got out spent like $26 million this past November. And if our candidates who are committed to doing the right thing continue to be outspent, then we will have a Congress, we will have state legislatures, we will even have local, you know, local elected officials that are only there because of big money. And they will never fight to get big money out of politics. And as long as big money is in politics, those special interests are what's going to win a day, and everyday people are going to lose out.
You know, Mandela, and that is the case today. I mean, $26 million. You lost by 26,000 votes. I'm not good at math, yep. But, you know, if you do the math, that, you know, I mean, that's it right there.
Yep.
You know, yep. So, man, it's good to know that you're still out there. You're still in the hunt. You're still in the fight. You're still a young guy. You got a lot of life ahead of you. Many of us are still proud of you. And, you know, as I always said, even going back to when you were a real young guy, I always saw a lot in you, man. And I still see that in you. You got a great future ahead of you. And, you know, and you're a fighter. So, you know, you're going to continue. We don't know what the future holds for any of us, but it's good to know that you're still going to be in the battle.
Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
All right, man. You're going to remain in the Wisconsin area?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
Well, man, that's go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
All right, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Tell your mom and dad I said hello. Oh, and before we leave, man, that history lesson that you taught us about before we went to break, I think, man, it's just so critically important, man, that even an old goat like me didn't know that part of history. I do know the impact of what the state of Wisconsin, the role that it played with Harriet Tubman and others in freeing and making it possible for the slaves to make it up through Canada, coming through Wisconsin. And when you hear people, Mandela, who just think that this somehow is sacrilege to tell the truth about what took place. I mean, I've been reading about DeSantis and books that they're just eliminating and how can that possibly be beneficial to the future of our countrymen and young people whose future it really is.
You know, having an uninformed generation will destroy us.
Yeah, there's no question about it, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you too.
All right, that's Mandela Barnes, and I will say to you, many of you who, I know the young man well. I supported him from the first time he ever ran for office. And through those many years, Almost every time he ran for office, he would announce it on my radio show because I've seen and supported him. Then, as I'll continue to support him, you know, you look at the outcome of that election, and we were that close to not having to deal with, you know, Ron Johnson. I listened to Ron Johnson again the last several days, as he hasn't learned one thing about, you know, telling the truth, being truthful, and supporting the people. And I heard him, you know, talking about the president of the United States lying on him. Yeah, wait a minute. Let's see if I had his right. Ron Johnson is a congressperson, a senator. I get it. Senators are powerful people. But to say that the president is lying on me, there he is. He's lying on me again. I heard him on a couple conservative radio stations whining and crying about how he's been mistreated. Man, I would have given my right arm to have seen Ron Johnson jettisoned to the scrap heap where he belonged. Instead, because of 26,000 votes, we are stuck with this man for another 6 years. You know, you just think about what it could have been. You know, had Mandela Barnes defeated Ron Johnson. You know, I know that there are people who think they did the right thing by supporting Ron Johnson. And if you look at Ron Johnson's record, it's pitiful. It's beyond pitiful. And Ron Johnson has certainly done the work of, and his focus is on conservatives. I get that, right? I mean, those are the people who put him in office. That's where his bread is buttered. But listen, I do a little talk show here myself. And if any elected official would follow my path and worship and follow me as opposed to following the people, I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't want anybody in this audience, let alone a person running, let's say Mandela Barnes, who thinks that the place he should always be is in the conservative radio, you know, space, and not in the space of the people who elected him and put him in office. I would say there's something wrong with that person. Because the idol I idolizes talk radio, Republican talk radio. He's been on those areas, and I know they saved his backside. He wouldn't be a senator today if it wasn't for conservative talk radio. So that's where he stays. That's where he plies his trade. And yet, the very people who elected him and put him in office, if you ask them, they can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it. So when you listen to Ron Johnson, as I have since he first got elected, and as I have as recently as yesterday, this morning, right, on conservative talk radio, doesn't sound like a guy who's interested in making things better for his constituents. Sounds like a guy who's whining about woe is me, how I've been mistreated, how the media has mistreated me. You know, the governor has lied on me. The mayor has lied on me. The president has lied on me. You know, come on, man. You know, tighten up. You know, grow a pair. You know, if you are so weak that, you know, what is said about you impacts you to the degree that most of your time is spent talking about woe is me, we made a major mistake in electing you again as a senator. As critical as these times are in this country, and what you and others should be focusing on certainly shouldn't be woe is me, woe is me. But that's who he is. He lied on me. The president lied on me. Nobody lied on you. We know what came out of your mouth. You're looking for sympathy. You're a United States senator, for heaven's sakes. You shouldn't be looking for sympathy. You are sent to the Congress to make life better for the American people. Not to spend your time licking your wounds. You won. You were there for 6 years. Enough already. Enough whimpering and whining and crying. Stand up. Straighten your back up. And do what's right, man. And stop whining about somebody mistreated you, somebody lied on you. You sound like a six-year-old. And maybe you should ask me how I really feel about Senator Ron Johnson. I'll tell you, when we come back from break, I'm going to spend some time talking about, you know, where Republicans are going now that they've regained the Congress. We're going to talk about a whole array of things, but I want to focus on some articles recently to give you an idea of where, you know, the Republican Party is headed. You ought to be, you know, leery of that because they seem to be rudderless. Well, you could say, well, they've been that way for a long, long time, but they're worse now than they ever were. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe.
What do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comment where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 35, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tonight, lows dip down to about 21, cloudy, partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27, 1 to 3 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 34.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I get into the conservative movement and where they're headed and what's happening with them, you know, I'm constantly hearing that 70% of Democrats don't want President Biden to run again. I'm interested in you, the listening audience, and what your thoughts are. I have to say to you, in all honesty, I'm torn. Part of me says he's going to be 82 years old. And yes, you know, he's... Look, at 80, the man's doing a great job, you know, living up to the duties and the responsibilities of being the most powerful man on earth. He's traveling all over the world. He clearly has shown some signs of diminishing diminishing thought, as all of us do. You know, if I should be so blessed and lucky to make it to be 80 years old and still have just a small percentage of my cognitive abilities remaining, I would be, I would be honored. But I want to talk about, you know, whether or not, realistically, that the fact that he can do it now at his age, whether or not 2 years from now, that'll be the case. And then whether or not, even beyond that, 4 years from that point in time, we would be asking more than is really anybody should ask from any human being. President Biden is not a superhero. None of us are. He's a man made of flesh and blood, and all of us lose mental capacity as we age, especially when we become octogenarians, which is what he is. And yes, he sounded good on, you know, the State of the Union a couple days ago. But there were also slippages that I heard. And I'm not going to come here and say that 100% he was perfect in what he had to say. You know, after all, you know, people read teleprompters. So those of you, I'm curious, 844-967-2789, what are your thoughts? Because, you know, this decision is going to be upon us in a short time. Let's go to Green Bay and Steven. Hey, good morning, Steven. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I had to call in as soon as I heard you pose this question because it's a question that I've been kind of contemplating in my own head for quite a while. I want to preface to say, even if Joe Biden decided not to run for a second term, the man doesn't owe us or the country anything. He spent his whole life in public office serving the country.
Right.
And as the president, I think he's done a fantastic job. I will be honest with you. I voted for him as a better choice option to Donald Trump. Me personally, in the age group I'm in, being, you know, in that millennial Gen Z group, I would love to see a female president or someone younger get some younger new ideas in there. I think sometimes with him being an older person, he struggles with some of the newer progressive ideas. But overall, as a president, I think we are a lot better now where we're at as a country than we were, you know, 4 years ago at this time. I will say, however, if he does decide to run again and, you know, the Republican put up DeSantis or Trump, I think the choice is clear, no matter how old Biden is, who I'll be voting for. So,
well, so Stephen, so, and it's to me, it's not a matter of whether or not we'll be voting for him if it's DeSantis or Trump, but whether or not it is a good idea for a man of his age to possibly think that 2 years from now we won't see, you know, the cognitive abilities of President Biden diminish even more, and especially if you add another 4 years to that. I mean, I think it's to believe that this is not happening is a bad sign. And, you know, whoever the other person is, and I think President Biden, for all the years that he has given and dedication and commitment to this nation, but for heaven's sakes, man, you know, it's not realistic to think that he is going to be able to remain where he is now cognitively, not 6 years, not 2 years from now, not 6 years from now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I will remind you that people thought when he was first running for president that he was too old, and look at what he's done for our country. I'm obviously not in Joe Biden's mind. I don't know how he feels mentally or even physically. But if he, you know, sits down and has a one-on-one with himself and he says, you know, I think I can do this, who am I to say, well, you're
Let me say this, Stephen, and this is the benefit of me having lived as long as I have. I remember Joe Biden 40 years ago, you know, in office, and looking at him today and where he was 40 years ago. It's unbelievable, as it should be, man. He's doubled his age. And so he's not going to have the energy and the quickness of thought that he had 40 years ago. So I've seen the diminishing aspects of who Joe Biden is, as people can look at me today and remember me from 18 years old and see me now 41 years later and say, hey, Earl is losing it. That's the reality, man. You know, we're human beings, man. We're not machines. And so we lose cognitive ability the longer.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand,
Make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.